Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Brady Bowman with you. Thanks to Waumegu Superintendent Tim Winter for coming in and speaking with us. Now, the doctor is in. I got Dr. Trevor Gaskell of Orthopedic Sports Medicine Center here in Manhattan. Good morning. Welcome.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
How are things? How's life?
Oh, fantastic now that the weather's getting a little bit better.
That helps.
It does. It's been a little bit of a cold spring here so far.
Oh, gosh, especially last weekend. Just the up and down of this time of year is the most frustrating thing for me.
I'm ready for the green trees and sunshine.
That's right. You know, I'm glad you mentioned that, actually, because, you know, on Facebook, sometimes you'll go to your profile and it'll have a Facebook memory, right, of like 2 years ago or 5 years ago or whatever.
You bet.
Well, a couple days ago, I believe it was the 7th, April 7th or 8th, it was a memory from 2 years ago, and it was when I was up on the Manhattan Hill, which I like to kind of hike around and check out from time to time, especially when the weather's nice, and I took a picture of from the top of Manhattan Hill, which is always a beautiful view, and all the trees were green, everything was green, and from exactly 2 years ago, and I'm looking out, and it's like, man, we barely have any leaves on trees yet.
Yep, we're not there yet. It's probably going to go from winter to summer and not much spring, unfortunately, right. But we'll see how it goes.
Right. It is pretty warm this week. I bet we'll start seeing things green up a little bit this week, especially since we have had a little bit of moisture.
But, yeah, you bet.
Another thing about this time of year, though, is that people are more active. They're outside doing a lot of different things. Baseball season's kind of in full swing, so I'm sure this gets to be kind of a busy time for you guys.
It certainly can. But we certainly encourage people to want to get outside and get active. But at the same time, you know, managing some of that risk and exposure is important too. Particularly for some of our younger athletes, we're seeing a lot of single sport specialization things, playing a lot of competitive sports. And in general, yeah, we see particularly as baseball starts, we see a lot of those types of injuries. It's important to keep that in mind.
And what is some of the more common injuries that you do see?
Well, it kind of depends on the time of the season and what sports are going on. But this time of the year, we're seeing a lot of baseball type of injuries, and it's sometimes elbow, shoulder issues, et cetera. Those are certainly things that the amount and time that you play is something that can influence your risk of having those things. We certainly try to talk to a lot of people about taking some time off, multiple sports, try to vary your exposures and so forth. And for the most part, I think people are starting to understand that, particularly on a national level. Our own academy with sports medicine has started a stop sports program or stop sports injury program, I should say, that's really helped educate a lot of people on some of these differences that we're seeing with athletes now compared to when I grew up. We played four sports, four seasons. That's not always the case now.
And when somebody feels like they're getting an ache or you mentioned a lot of those shoulder-type injuries. I guess what's the advice you have on first recognition of that? I'm sure scheduling something with you guys is in that list, but maybe initially,
yeah,
before you're able to get in the doctor's office.
Yeah, there's certainly some easy things that you can do, anti-inflammatories, rest. You know, look at your activity level, what you've been doing, what you've changed. You know, a lot of times we see some injuries in all age groups, that they just decide that they're going to get out and start being more active. Well, going from no activity to significant can also be a risk. So, you know, introducing those types of things, which we would certainly encourage for health reasons, but do it in a graduated way so that it's not a 180-degree change of activity volume is important. So recognizing some of those things, and if you need to, back off a little bit, let things rest, and then progress back into the activity again is helpful.
I've heard one big thing, especially maybe when it comes around to this time of year, is that people will tend to forget about hydration sometimes. Just because it's not, you know, 90, 100 degrees, when it's that hot, you're always thinking about, oh, I better be sure I'm having a lot of water. But when it's kind of mild like this, sometimes people may forget about that. You still need to be hydrated no matter what the temperature is.
Yeah, no question. I mean, we certainly see that more as the humidity and heat increases, but it can happen at any time. So anytime you're active, should be hydrating, just like you talk about.
For sure, for sure. Some other things going on with Orthopedic Sports Medicine Center.
Well, lots of things, actually. We've introduced some new training equipment. Dari, I think we had some people talk a little bit about the BFR work, which is blood flow restricted training. It's a rehab technique that can be very useful to manage atrophy and muscle loss, both before and after surgical things. We certainly have introduced this new DARI system, which is interesting too. It's a motion analysis lab so that we can look and see how athletes or any individuals are performing, particularly in a recovery setting. And by understanding that, can individualize rehab programs a lot more than what we were able to do in the past.
And as far as age ranges that you typically see this time of year, I think you went over a little bit. It's kind of across the board.
Oh, it's certainly across the board. I mean, we do see an influx of younger athletes that are playing a lot of whatever sport the season is. Football is a big time where we start getting busier because of the contact or collision sports. This time of year, more throwing injuries we see a lot of. But the reality is that, it's across the board. We always have things that we can learn to minimize our risk by doing some of the stretching warm-up activities and then making sure that you kind of graduate yourself into the new activity that you're starting to participate in.
You talk about stretch and warm-up activities. What's some examples of some good stretches you can do?
Well, there's lots.
I dabbled in yoga.
Well, that'd be a great first start.
That's the start?
Yeah, okay. Oh, you betcha. Anything that you can do to kind of warm the body up and get yourself ready to participate in activity is helpful. And that's certainly something that we pay more attention to, particularly the older that we get, just because we don't have the same ability, laxity, et cetera, and tolerance of those types of activities as we age. And so as we get a little older, particularly for a lot of the weekend warriors out there, important to take the extra time, make sure you get stretched out, because it certainly has been shown to decrease injuries, particularly muscle strains and pulls and stuff like that.
You say when you get a little older, what is that kind of age range where you definitely need to start paying attention to those type of warm-up activities more than maybe before?
Well, it's always important for everybody, and we'd certainly encourage everyone to do it. In fact, we're trying to educate people on a lot of our ACL prevention programs, which we know female athletes, even at young ages, are very high risk for ACL injuries. And so a lot of the warm-up program can be used dynamically to help decrease that. In fact, a couple of very large prospective studies have shown that there's a 3 or 4 times risk reduction by participating in those. So it's important for everybody, but certainly once you hit that 30-year-old range and over, we start having a few of those issues more common than we otherwise would have.
I was worried you were going to say that. I'm 32, so I'm in that.
You better be stretching.
I try. Like I said, I dabble with some yoga from time to time. I've been doing some boxing training lately, I try to stay pretty active.
Yeah, absolutely. And, warm up and cool down is an important part of that, but then making sure that you introduce these activities gradually. We'd hate you for you to have a hamstring pull or something because of all of your yoga that you're doing.
Good point. You know what, let's go ahead and take our last break of the hour. We'll come back. We'll talk more with Dr. Trevor Gaskell, Orthopedic Sports Medicine Center, here on In Focus on News Radio KMAN.
KMAN Morning Show is brought to you by M.